This year, 24 incumbent candidates in Delaware, from Levy Court up to U.S. Senator, face primary challenges. That's more than in 2016 or 2012 or in any similar election in the last 20 years. Democrats have kept a grip on the state's congressional seats, governor's office, and both chambers of the General Assembly for more than a decade now. Does that encourage a culture of challenging a sitting incumbent? Or does the Delaware way still keep challenges within the Democratic Party at bay? Middletown resident Terrell Williams is a veteran running to unseat State Senator Bruce Ennis, a moderate Democrat and retired state police officer who's been in the General Assembly for nearly 30 years.
One of the reasons that prompted me to run is I looked at Senator Ennis' legislative record and I saw that it was short on substance when it comes to dealing with issues that impact minorities and when it comes to dealing with police reform.
Kira Hoffner is also going up against Ennis in next week's primary. She's a retired mortgage originator who's been active advocating for issues like marijuana legalization in recent years.
In 2018, people started asking me to run, and I just didn't think I was ready to run. You know, I was like, oh, no, what kind of experience do I have to do that? And then over the last 2 years, I was like, why not me? I care about the community. I'm already out there volunteering for them. I'm advocating for the laws that they want passed. So why not me?
Williams and Hoffner both say the district has changed over the last few decades, so its political representation should change too. Williams' strategy is to turn out new voters, but voter registration there has stayed roughly flat for the past decade.
As District 14 begins to gentrify and becomes more of a suburbia than a rural community, I thought now was the most opportune time to run. Also realized that Senator Ennis' conservative views wouldn't necessarily mesh well with people in the millennial generation, my generation.
Williams sees himself as the more appropriate choice.
I think I am much more progressive, much more inclusive. I also bring that element of diversity.
He's not alone. This year's slate of Democratic primary challengers for General Assembly seats reflects national trends. Most local challengers are people of color, women, LGBTQ, or religious minorities. Most identify as more progressive than the incumbent. Larry Lambert is running a second time for the 7th Representative District, currently held by Democrat Ray Siegfried.
There is no excuse for our minimum wage being so far behind the national trends. It is time for more progressive leadership. It's time for bolder leadership.
Eric Morrison seeks to unseat longtime state representative Earl Jakes in the 27th district. Morrison thinks the culture of primarying Democratic incumbents is changing in Delaware.
And I would say especially in very recent years. And I think we see a lot of Democrats who are frustrated with the status quo, who are frustrated with Democrats who've been in office for decades.
Paul Brewer is research director at the University of Delaware Center for Political Communication. He says more primary challenges are expected when any party maintains control.
In states that are dominated by one party, which Delaware is pretty clearly over the past decade been a solidly blue state, the Democratic primary at the statewide level is where all the action is. And that's also true, certainly not for all assembly seats, but for a lot of them as well.
Delaware Democratic Party Director Jesse Chatterton says over the past generation, Democrats have registered more voters statewide than Republicans.
You know, just as it's been traditional in Wilmington that you've seen a lot of primaries for, you know, city offices, because Wilmington has traditionally been a Democratic stronghold, as additional parts of suburban Newcastle County have become similarly strong for Democrats, it's just natural that, you know, you'll see more competition for those seats.
But the need to fend off Republicans was not the only thing that discouraged Democratic primary challenges, says Eugene Young, president of the Metropolitan Wilmington Urban League.
You know, I've heard many stories going back to 30, 40, 50 years ago where people did not necessarily just decide to run. They were picked to run. And there was a machine in the standpoint of, if you don't have the support of so-and-so in the group of individuals, then there's no way that you can break through. Now there's a way, and increasingly more of a way to break through and get through these primaries, but it's getting better, but it still has some ways to go.
Paul Brewer says Delaware politics have been dominated by moderate, business-friendly Democrats who work their way up through the ranks.
The old idea of a Delaware way was that there was kind of a collegial relationship between parties and within parties where, you know, the establishment basically kind of decided who ran. The competition was friendly and within certain bounds. You have people like, you know, Mike Castle, like Tom Carper. Often they would trade offices, you know, not like, you know, make a deal and trade offices, but they would go from one office to another.
It's not that there were no primary challenges in the past, but Brewer says they look different now. He points to progressive Carrie Evelyn Harris, who challenged Carper in 2018, and Jessica Scorain going up against Senator Chris Coons in next week's primary.
There's definitely a stronger ideological divide there, where they're clearly in this kind of new progressive movement in the party. They might have endorsements from Justice Democrats, endorsements from people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They talk about things like the Green New Deal, Medicare for All, defunding the police.
Brewer says historically, parties in Delaware played favorites, maybe not overtly, but in ways like fundraising or having informal conversations about who runs. He says that's changing.
Over the decades, for both parties, party control over nominations has gotten weaker and weaker. Decades ago, you have the proverbial smoke-filled rooms where party establishment could easily dictate who the nominee was going to be.
Jesse Chatterton of the Delaware Democratic Party says they try to be fair.
What we try not to do is to, you know, take resources away from one candidate and give them to another, or sort of pick winners and losers when it comes to actual resources.
Chatterton and current party chairman Eric Razor Schramm came in 2017 and made some changes.
You know, one of the biggest things we offer as a state party is access to our voter file. And I think in the past, I've heard cases of candidates in primaries who don't get endorsed losing access to that. As a leadership team, we've changed that policy and have ensured that if you buy into the party's voter file, that you get to keep that all the way through the primary.
Chatterton says the party's also careful now to keep all outreach to voters candidate agnostic before the primary election. Still, the party's state executive committee can endorse statewide candidates, and county, local, or representative district committees have the option of endorsing down ballot candidates.
You know, endorsements are one of the main traditional functions of state parties. And because we don't tie a lot of resources to endorsements, despite doing them, you know, we don't feel like we're penalizing the unendorsed candidate.
Chatterton admits the Democratic caucuses in the General Assembly help fund the state party's efforts, but he says the party does not help General Assembly candidates fundraise for primaries. But some challengers, like Kira Hoffner, think things are still slanted in favor of incumbents.
It's not acceptable to primary an incumbent. They don't make it easy to welcome newcomers into the system. They make it really hard.
Terrell Williams describes running against Ennis, who has an established base of support in the 14th Senate District, as like running into a brick wall. And he sees party leaders as heavy-handed, as he puts it, appointing established elected officials without scrutiny.
For new people coming into the race or entering the political environment, it's an uphill battle. It's not necessarily a neutral playing field where you get to express your ideas and debate a person and try to present and make your case for who's the better candidate. Is more like you wait your turn.
Chatterton says he saw some past primary challenges as unproductive and damaging, though he considers them inevitable as the party tries to expand its base.
We just can't simply expect that folks are going to, you know, knock doors for us and volunteer for us and donate to our candidates and then universally stop short of wanting to run for office themselves.
But others, like Eugene Young of the Wilmington Urban League, see primary challenges as healthy.
In order for a democracy to stay fresh, you need people to challenge in primaries and people to who are in elected office to show the great work that they've done. And the people who are trying to run for office give plans on what they plan to do and then let the people decide.
Young ran for mayor of Wilmington in 2016. He was part of an 8-way Democratic primary and came in second, fewer than 200 votes behind Mike Przycki.
While I came up short, I never had the opinion that I wish there were just less candidates. I think that having candidates are a good option for the people.
As he heads into his second primary race for state rep, Larry Lambert agrees.
I believe that primaries are a beautiful thing. You know, primaries are democracy at work.
Delaware's state primary election is Tuesday, September 15th. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.